Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in daily life, in our hearts, in our emotions, in our relationships, in the politics around us. I'm Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from the banks of the muddy Mississippi. We are finally getting some rain tonight. It's been very dry. You've got all our snow out there on the East Coast this year. And I am joined normally by my hosts, Mark Waltz and Ann Ortley, who may be on with us later. So we've got quite a week coming up, and I'd like to talk about that, see the aspects that are pouring in. We have an eclipse coming up this weekend, full moon, and every full moon highlights something unique, some unique tension and discipline with us, because the full moon is the sun and moon in opposition. The sun in Aries wants us to be feisty, fiery, alive, and do it our way, thank you very much, to get on with it. The moon in Libra, full moon in Libra, wants us to be fair, to do whatever we need to do to share relationship. And the distance between the two of them is unusual to see this tension. So every spring we get to go through this, how do I find a wonderful balance between my needs and the compromises that I need to make for relationship? When we see this play out on the international scale, on the news, we see arguments between political parties. How do I take care of my needs and yours? And I think of the argument that's going on now around the religion, the religious rights bill, which is a very interesting example both of this opposition and eclipse, and an ongoing square that's going to be going back and forth for a while now with Saturn, which talks about restrictions, and Neptune's spirituality. It's wanting to put it restrictions on for spirituality, but it's also restricting spirituality. Because this particular event, this particular argument and conflict, which full moon tends to see everything in a conflict, and so when we've got a full moon eclipse coming up like this, we feel it from months beforehand and months afterwards. And this full moon eclipse is very close to Uranus. The sun will be very close to Uranus, about a degree away, and squaring Pluto. So it brings up these nexuses of power problems in relationship and in politics. And here, in that particular one, the religious right, do we have the right to discriminate? Do we have a right to force people to participate in something that they feel their religion precludes? And I think this is going to come back down to religious freedom here in America. How do you support religious freedom for the individual, but that does not mean that they can restrict the freedom of another? And our concept of what is in common, what is common ground, when you open to the public, you live by America's rules. And this debate, how do we feel what's fair to the American community and where it's fair to the individual, whether it's store owner or participant, will be one of the ways that we get to see this problem unfold and be highly visible for a while. We're also seeing this in arguments between different countries. How do each country establish its unique need and the need of another person's? So we're going to go back and forth and think about how this eclipse can be helpful in those situations and helpful to us. Now, if you want to call in, we'll be taking some callers in a bit. The number is 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. And once you're on, if you want to raise your hand and be spoken to, then press 1. So we go back to this eclipse, and I think of eclipses, it's going to hit Friday night, early Saturday morning, and that the eclipse speaks of It acts like astrological acupuncture. You've probably heard me say before, if you listen, that it lines up the sun, the moon, and the earth all in this direct line. And that direct line stimulates a lot of energy in a short space. That drilling in of focus. And that drilling in of focus on that place allows us to find out what it stimulates and moves the force, just like you would use acupuncture needle to get a process moving and unstick stuck places, unblock the flow. So can an eclipse, which we'll feel for weeks ahead of time and weeks afterwards, unblock the flow and help us find our true self. It does not mean bad things. But where the energy's been stuck for too long, it can unblock it in a hurry. And sometimes we feel eclipsed. We feel like the light goes out and it starts up again, but there's a kind of a break in continuity. So it can be a wake-up call, a realization that we have to let go of something that is not working and embrace something that is. It's an interesting cycle and an interesting series. Tonight, the moon is still in Virgo. It's a beautiful moon. Have you been watching the Moon-Jupiter conjunction out there? We can still see it in the night sky, not here because it's raining, and again, we're glad it is, but that Moon-Jupiter conjunction and has been lovely to watch. It's been quite close together. Moon is now about a sign away, so if you see it tonight, you can see what the size of a sign is. The moon is now at 16 degrees of Virgo, and Jupiter is at 12 degrees, so it's just a little bit more than one sign. The moon, also at 16 degrees of Virgo, is opposed Chiron at 18 degrees of Pisces, and at one corner of a grand trine with the moon, Pluto, and Venus. A beautiful grand trine, hope opening, and Venus is very strong in its own sign of Taurus. I saw a beautiful art opening tonight from the writer Louise Erdrich, who, when she can't figure out what's happening next in the story, she paints. And when she's done with a book, she builds these beautiful collages. And she tells stories, and you pick up the phone in the show, and these beautiful stories pour out to you. And it's a really wonderful multimedia piece. Also the art, some of these are collaborations with her wonderful adult daughters and their artwork also presented, including the piece that's on the cover of her recent book. And I thought it was a wonderful example of Venus and Taurus, this earthiness, because it was very tactile. Trine Pluto, it's very deep. There's a lot of emotional pieces coming through, a lot of the power and thoughtfulness in the artwork. It was not shallow artwork. It was really deeply connected. And Trine, the moon in Virgo, it was a family, but it was a healing piece. We got the moon in Virgo opposed Chiron. So look at that moon in Virgo tonight and think about why it's affecting you. How are you being hard on yourself or looking at the details or being distracted by other issues that are going on in your life and not being fair to yourself or your work? And then also, how are you using the details of your life to connect you with your heart, with your depths, with your ability to truly handle what's going on in the soul? Now, as we move into the eclipse on Friday night, think about, where are you feeling this opposition, the sense that your need to shine, to have your needs met, to do exactly what you want to do when you want to do it, to really honor some inner calling, may feel in conflict with the compromises and friendliness and ways of being for the people in the community, whether it's family, beloveds, friends, where do you feel like you might be making just too many compromises? Can you do this a different way? Can you imagine that it's not a compromise, is a chance to shift the gears and let go of the idea that it's either or, and figure out how, with a new layer of diplomatic honesty, that's Libra diplomacy, Aries honesty, you can speak your truth and make good things happen and make this work better for you. So think about that. It's easier to be honest since Mercury moved into Aries a few days ago, and we can speak spontaneously or speak without thinking. So it's a good time to put a few second lead on your mouth, particularly if you are writing or speaking to family members that are touchy or important people that where your opinion matters a lot to them. Just be a little careful about that. Mercury and Aries enjoy that directness, that straightforward quality. And watch how you can use it in a good way. We also have Jupiter trining the Sun exactly tonight. Again, there's a spiritual opening and a sense of freedom. Now, sometimes in astrology, freedom is nothing more than nothing left to lose, as the old song goes from, I think, Janis Joplin singing Kris Kristofferson. But and Jupiter can do that. You're free because you let it go. You're free because you've no longer have that to worry about. We more often see that Jupiter is strongly placed in the chart of the people that lose elections, because now suddenly they have the time and the energy to do whatever they need to do. So keep an eye on that process this week. Mars has just gone into Taurus, which has helped ratchet down the hair trigger temper when it left Aries, and given us a little bit more, a little bit more stubbornness, but will help us put stability and sturdiness and flexibility. I not say flexibility, durability and resilience into whatever we do. Will help support a good crop as long as we can keep it moist this year, because water will be an issue with Saturn square Neptune all summer, going back and forth. We'll have too much water here, too little water there. Keep an eye on that. But it will be for us, how do we build in spiritual discipline and find a discipline form, discipline our creative process, discipline our art form, practicing our skills instead of imagining our discipline cramping the style of it. It's more providing a form for this. So it will be interesting to see how this aspects unfold this weekend. With these aspects, I'm also wondering if there are going to be, that it is a geologically active spring ahead, but we'll see this process. I noticed that the Iranian army went in and freed Tikrit from ISIL today, and that process seems to be, again, the sense of freedom. And freedom here may be a real question. The poor town has been torn over by several armies. So freedom has its questions. There is a large typhoon barreling down on the Philippines now, and we are seeing the bigger weather shifts moving. And I think that's also part of this eclipse coming in line with the Uranus-Pluto square, that we're seeing the changes that won't go back, the changes that are going to continue, and the changes that we need to make in response to that as this eclipse resonates off the Uranus-Pluto square, the square that brought so much change over the last 3 years. We've seen the final square just a few weeks ago, but that kind of aspect resonates for years afterwards. As we deal with the changes, the fallout from the changes, the consequences. It's not like things start to settle back where they were. We now see the lay of the land and are moving forward. So it's a very interesting series of aspects there. I'm going to look now after the sociable but a little erratic time in Friday and Saturday under that eclipse, where we look at the difference between our needs and the needs of other people. And the moon goes into Scorpio for one of the more emotionally tumultuous times of the year, Aries, moon, and Scorpio, on Sunday and Monday. And that can be, I would just suggest, I know, right in time for Easter, that if you can avoid the personalities that you find a good excuse to stay away from people that really bother you, and feel those rumbling whales around, swimming around the bottom of the collective psyche of your family, and I wouldn't poke them. I wouldn't demand anybody be honest or tell you their stories. When the moon is in Scorpio and with these patterns, and we have a new level of honesty, it's a little less volatile since Mars has gone into Taurus, but there is so much psychological material swirling on Sunday and Monday that give people their privacy, talk about what they're willing to talk about rather than poke them, because it won't be something that you really want to see otherwise, and people do not do well cornered on the holidays. Early next week, after a kind of strange first at the beginning of the week, as Mercury trines Jupiter on the 6th, we are going to see a new opening, new ideas, even though there's a lot of focus and concentration on Monday. The Mercury trines Jupiter and the Sun trines Uranus. And I think you'll see tickets bought, changes made, statements made. What I want to watch for is that we can get very moody on Sunday as the Sun squares Pluto and the Moon heads into Scorpio. Then feel like we want to get out of town when Mercury trines Jupiter and the Sun conjuncts Uranus on Monday and Tuesday. So be careful not to overreact, to take good care of yourself, to stand back and get some perspective when you need it, but don't respond large. And if you do need to let go of something and begin something, resurrect and begin a new process, this is a good week to do that after those series of aspects. Every year we celebrate Easter and the concept of resurrection just as we hit the first full moon after the vernal equinox. It is a time to resurrect. It is a time to release what has died and to rebirth what lives in our hearts and souls. Think about that from an astrological perspective next week as these extra heavy aspects kick in, or extra interesting aspects. I'm not going to say they're heavy, because I think they can be very powerfully successful in helping us let go and starting over. Now, again, our call-in number is 347-215-8881. I've got one caller on the line, I believe. Hello, 585. Are you there?
Hi, Heather. It's Aeolia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, 2/14/1951.
Okay, 2/14/1951. Yes.
9:06 a.m. Chicago, Illinois.
I am in Chicago. And
so
how can
I
help you tonight?
Well, I'm looking for the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of health. You know, haven't yet, you know, slowly, you know, improving, but I got a long way to go. There's no resolution to the digestive issues that started 8 weeks ago with a surgical procedure, and I'm having some tests done, but I don't hold out much hope that we're going to find anything. I don't know. But
did they check your gut bacteria?
Well, I take probiotics all the time anyway, and it seems to be related to inability to digest any kind of fat. Any kind of fat.
Mm.
2% milk, a little bit of cheese.
How do you do with non-animal fat?
Well,
olive oil, flax oil.
Yeah, it's not good.
Right. Physiologically, and again, it may take them a while to figure out. Reason why I was asking, I know that there are specific bacteria that can throw our gut off after surgery. And I was wondering if they checked that. But you have Jupiter, Venus, Mars, North Node, all in the 12th house, in Pisces, in its own sign. And your South Node is in Virgo, in the 6th house, short-term health. And the South Node in the 6th house, when karmic issues come up, and Pluto has moved into, it's trining that within 5 degrees. It's pushing it from Pluto to a node, but it's still, I see it stirring up that all of your health is related to your gut. Anyway.
Well, and Chiron's transiting.
That south node is really needing attention. What?
And Chiron is transiting the stellium, and
yes,
Pisces,
it is,
and Neptune's about to.
Mm-hmm. And Neptune is at 8 degrees. It's going to back up for the summer, and then it's going to slowly enter your sixth. And again, that's one reason why you want to work on your immune system and your support as best you can during this time. What it looks to me is the more you can take your time, and instead of hurrying to fix it, really, stand back and use this as an excuse to improve all of your health, to take a really holistic view of that. Neptune has been squaring your moon, and that may be one of the things that's led to this kind of health confusion. With the South Node in Virgo, it seems to be that your guts are what an old karmic place that holds tension, and that you may be feeling some biological cellular memories from other lifetimes about the gut, and might find that there, as you get some hands-on healing and do some work with that, that you're releasing some old trauma that you hold in your intestinal tract. And find that everything that you do to help get over this helps improve lots of long-term health issues. That, 5 years down the line, you can say, oh, my health started to turn for better that terrible year when I couldn't digest anything and I had to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because Uranus is coming across your ascendant. Uranus is leaving your 12th house over the next year, and leaving where it's been kind of roto-rooting and working through your long-term health issues while it's been in your 12th house for over 8 years. And it moves into your ascendant. You get to bring your independence and your, your unusual and your vitality out where the world can see it as Uranus crosses into the first house.
Mm-hmm.
Your progressed moon just left Virgo a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and it conjunct Saturn about 2 months ago or 4 months ago. So you've just been through some really restrictive health issues. Your progressed moon is conjunct your natal Saturn
mm-hmm.
for this month. And then it improves. And it's your progressed moon is in Libra going through your sixth house and asking you to build up a real partnership with your body and a real healing freedom with it. So that forms a nice, hopeful piece. Your progressed moon's been in Virgo in your house of health. Well, it's been in Virgo for the last 30 months and in your house mm-hmm. of health for the last 2 years. It's going to stay in the sixth house, but it's just left Virgo, gone into Libra, and will begin to help you feel better, I suspect, as it gets past, you know, and it's your progressed moon was, while it was in Virgo, opposed that stellium that you have in the 12th house, bringing up mm-hmm. all the sensitivities that you hold in your body and in your long-term health. And so it's past those oppositions. It's this month, it's conjunct the Saturn in your sixth house, then it moves past that and gives you some room to breathe, and it begins to form a trine with your natal moon, and trines your natal Mercury, and you're having some really interesting discussions on the nature of health and discovering a whole new way of eating that will be really helpful for you in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And good luck on that. I hope you're doing well. And feel free to give us a call back and let us know how it's doing in a few months.
Super. Thank you so much. Be well.
Okay. Good luck. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
And we got a couple of questions for Access Astrology that I just saw. I didn't get them in time for this show, but we will tend to them next show. I'll put them right on at the beginning. And we look forward to, if people can get us a question in time, give us a couple of days so that we can make sure we share the questions. The eclipse, and somebody asked about the eclipse, how the eclipse affects them particularly. And I would say it's important for you to look at where that opposition that we were talking about, to think about where you tend to see things as my needs or somebody else's needs, and bring it back down into balance with yourself. And have a wonderful week. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Minnesota tonight. And I am normally joined by Mark Waltz and Ann Ortley from New York. We are Access Astrology. We will love sharing astrology with you, helping you access it to the best of your as a tool for you in your life. And you can find our websites on our Blog Talk page. Good night.